bugs are unusually bad tonight, so I've lighted my candle and sprayed the room vigorously. I light my candle so that the moths will fly into it and thereby be disposed of. And I spray the room vigorously. If they don't get them with a candle, I chemically kill them that way. Well, it's a Saturday night, the 26th of August. I got a letter the other day. I guess I should read it to you. Y'all. First Lieutenant Robert L. Livingston, blah, 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 blah. I was sent to the wrong address. That's why I took it so long to get here. It was delayed 21 July, and I guess I got it Wednesday. On behalf of members of the Defense Intelligence Agency, I extend to you a warm welcome and hope that you will find your assignment to this agency both interesting and rewarding. You have been programmed for assignment with the Security and Control Division, Special Activities Office. Captain Garrett S. Horton, U.S. Army, has been appointed your acting to act as your sponsor until you become established in the area. Upon your arrival, you may contact him, blah, blah, blah. Please feel free to write or phone Captain Horton in advance of your detachment for any questions you may have, which I will do when I receive my final orders, which haven't come yet. This is a letter from this man. If you're in need of housing, it's recommended you check with the Pentagon Housing Office, and blah, blah, blah. And it's signed, Patrick H. Faircloth, Captain, U.S. Navy. So he's probably my boss. I got a letter from John Doble, since I last wrote. He said he wants to come, be in the wedding, and I want him to. But he's going to have to wait till, see how his three jobs and his, working and all that other stuff is going to come out. Plus going to school. I don't wish to be cruel, but I wish to get rid of the bugs. And I pick them up and I throw them into the flame sometimes when they don't fly in on their own. And I get rid of them. That's all that counts, is to get rid of the bugs. So, I've been doing a lot of typing the last couple of days. Well, let's see. Yesterday, I ran errands for the first time in about a week. So, since I last made a tape to you, which was the 15th, I have been typing. It came out to be 42 pages double-spaced. And it's been read by almost everybody. There's one person that's reading it now, and then when it's finished, it will be turned over either to Sergeant Jones or I'll do it myself. Type up a final copy, and then it will be sent in a train. It will be published, I imagine. And then forgotten, as they all are. For example, when the first cab first got here in 1965, in October 65, Operation Barbed Wire was the plan of the day, you know, and annexes to this and annexes to that, and they were all figuring out how they were going to win the war and pacify the population, all this good stuff. Well, I wanted to read Annex G, which is a civil affairs annex to Operation Barbed Wire 10-65. So I went up to the G3 today, or not, I went to G5, and I said, I would like to read one of your old annexes to an operation. He says, oh, we don't have any. And I said, oh, that's nice. How about G3? Oh, they might have them. So I went to G3. And I said, I'd like to read an operations plan, please. And he says, well, what year was it? And I said, 65. Oh, we don't have anything since 66. So what the division did 2 years ago, they couldn't tell you about. And since nobody's here that was here 2 years ago, it's all lost knowledge. So that's why the Army's so fouled up. But then it's another way of introducing new ideas or making the same old mistakes. It's either way you want to argue the point. So, that's the way it is, I guess. Let's see, I've been taking my Montagnards out to, I haven't been going with them. But I've been taking them out and letting them go with American units. I take three or four at a time and send them out. We've caught a VC the other day. Montagnard with a carbine. He was shooting at a helicopter at the time. And they brought this, they heard it. The helicopter reported he was getting shot at such a point. Of course, they could see the helicopter. So they, you know, ran to the bushes over there. And here's this guy sitting there shooting at this helicopter. And then all of a sudden, the helicopter turned around and started shooting back. And they started shooting at him on the ground. And he just threw down his weapon and quit. Boy, he didn't know everybody was around him. They brought him back, questioned him, didn't have much to say. And then he wasn't from this area, he'd come in from another area, harassing the Montagnards in this area. He's probably in jail in Pleiku right now. Well, it's been interesting. Guys have gone out a lot. They've gone out and died 4 or 5 times last week. First the Seventh uses them, but they don't know how to use them properly, which is kind of too bad. They haven't had any mass migrations. We've still got 890 or 920 now. Building houses like crazy. It's been raining all, just about all week long. It's been wet. And the rainy season has arrived, or is going to arrive very shortly. I think it rains now for a little while, then stops and gets real hot for about 2 weeks, and then it starts again and doesn't stop. So, it's that wet part right now. So the Munyard's been real busy building houses. Like I said, I haven't been out there. I've been sitting here, right here, typing away like crazy, answering the telephone. Everybody else has been out running errands. So it's getting kind of boring. Boring and old. And I, you know, don't even know what's going on anymore out there in the real world. All the bugs are being attracted by the light. They're crawling towards it. Soon to crawl up the candle and into the flame. Bye, bug. Big loss. So let me see. So they're building houses. We got some scrap wood out there, lots of it, actually. We got them some real good toolkits from Care. You know, stuff that never gets to the right people. Care toolkits. And they sat down, they've watched the Vietnamese use the tools. Well, some of these kids have been to the school and play cool and have had an opportunity to learn how to use, you know, a plane, chisels, and hammer, and nails. Stuff like that. So they today I saw them building a house trying to use, you know, regular finished wood. And they were using it in lieu of a piece of bamboo that they didn't have. And then they've been making little stairs and steps out of 1x6, 1x4, or 2x4, you know, etch it, notch a little notch and put the step in there. We built them a shower frame and put a 55-gallon drum on top with a shower head on it. But I see that it's broken now. What else? Well, I'm starting to use wood, and just the fact that they're using wooden tools is a, you know, a welcome step towards civilization, I guess, more or less. They need those things in order to survive in the real world. And their world certainly isn't real. Still a lot of people living in tents out there, but there's a village that moved in recently. Just went crazy and started building houses like nuts, and they really got a lot up, whereas another village has only got 3 or 4 houses up. Been there a long time. It's really a good sign. Yesterday I walked into a meeting at Mung Bang, you know, the first village, and all the village chiefs were in the house there having a talk. And that was the greatest thing in the world. I don't know what they're plotting, the overthrow of the government or something, but the fact that they all got together and had a talk is really good, considering when they first came they wouldn't talk to each other. But it's working out real good. Tate's about to run out there, in case you're half asleep. Well, I don't know.